which is all.
Yeah, that was already in there.
Okay.
Oh, just one.
But it was at the end.
Why,
we'll give you a special little
one that I printed out, I guess.
Yeah, the difference.
The reason why.
Yeah, because this came from my machine and this came from his machine.
We sent an email.
Yeah, I heard it from my house.
Typed on what he sent over, we had already fixed that. And then the change was, you'll see, development agreement and the development.
There was an answer tonight, and I said, it was great. I'm like, I wanted to say, did you get your newsletters, did you get my phone call? But they said, yeah, it's really good. They were good. So.
This is a vacation, we go to Bahamas.
Is that a table?
Yeah.
One more of those.
Yeah, it was sort of like selling TV rights.
You know, here's the ballgame, but if you watch it on TV, you still get the.
It's really good. Development agreement. Some people feel bad that more people have.
And it's, Mary's gonna have the number on.
Yeah, with their house.
Hey, Lisa, Mark said he was coming up to the salute this year.
I guess it's three years for everything.
Two houses. I might not be able, well, it depends what time I actually fly this.
No, I've always had a limit on.
So I might just be like.
And then I would put time out.
Mark Parks is coming, what happened to his reunion?
Really is gonna be.
He posted on Facebook, anybody going to jog with him? And I said, aren't you coming to salute?
Oh, but then it's firm hours.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the whole, all of those scopes.
Between you and the firm, it's all covered.
It's all covered. And we don't go where you build it. We don't go out, right, we don't go outside the retainer without prior approval.
Technical language.
It is what it is.
Jonathan.
But the bump stops, rolls about them that's being extended on.
Yeah, nobody did a traffic study. That's a bigger.
And they've got all sorts of arrows going no place. I don't know. It's gonna be all gone. The accident's gonna.
I have to reset my whole house.
And the buildings are so close together.
Well, that's purposeful.
I've never done it. All I tried to do is float the iOS update.
I'm not quite sure. Yes, dear.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Braverman. Cluder.
Yes.
Alfred.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Barron.
Here.
Klein.
Everything's here.
Here.
Duber.
Here. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the council meeting July 2015?
Motion made.
Thank you, Ms. Cluder. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Any discussion?
I had one comment on, where the heck is it? Item number 5. Where we note there's an oath of office administered by the mayor for Mr. Newland, but it was not noted the same for Mr. Davies, so he was also.
You don't.
Didn't we give him an oath of office?
Wait, I don't have that minute.
You know what? July the 8th.
Oh, July 8th, okay, I'll tell you. Who was the other person?
Davies, for the finance.
The finance.
New members of.
I did swear in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
But it's not reflected.
They're not sworn in, so we did not do a swearing in.
We did. Yes, he came up and I swore him in.
No, it's not.
It's not reflected in the minutes.
Not reflected in the minutes.
It needs to be in the minutes.
Right, and I thought you said, didn't I do that?
No,
we're just saying it's not in the minutes.
I thought you did it, but it's not reflected in the minutes.
It's not written down in the minutes. Needs to be.
Mary, would you please correct that to add that to the minutes?
It's so controversial.
Of the box administered by the mayor under motion to appoint Marvin Davies. Thank you.
Okay.
So noted. Anyone else? If there is nothing else, Mary, you please call roll.
Cluder.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was Duber. Yes.
Alfred.
Yes.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Barron.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes. All right, can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of August 5th, 2015?
I move.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. Is there any discussion regarding?
Ordinal number 5 is missing from the numbered items.
We are missing a number 5, you're correct.
Can I add that on today's agenda, 5 is missing also?
Mary does not like the number 5.
Ace of the missing 5.
It's my favorite number.
Computer.
Okay, number 5 is bad.
5 is alive.
He saves it for important things.
Mary, from now on, will you please add number 5?
I'll try.
Mary will add number 5 to that list. Is there anything else? If not, let's, Mary, if you could please take over.
Porter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Did you say me? Yes, if you did.
Aaron?
5.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Give a motion to approve the treasurer's report of June 30, 2015. Anyone?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Perry.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Would you like to come up and discuss?
Sure, discuss something.
Okay, with this report, we are now at the halfway point through the year, and I would say everything is positive at this point. If you look at the front page of the treasurer's report in the top line, you can see that the general fund balance has increased pretty dramatically from January 1st. The $703,000 is probably is a bit high. We would need to adjust for a few things that I've talked about before, the transfers that we made earlier in the year, and also the sale of the property for the old service department. But if you factor those out, our true balance would still be about $650,000. On June 30th, on that top line. One other thing to note, in the future, probably next month, we're gonna need to come to you and get a approval for an advance on the 201 fund, the street fund. We're gonna have a short-term cash flow problem with that because we need to pay for the dump truck payment and salt in 1 month, whereas the revenues for that fund come in evenly throughout the year. So to avoid a negative balance for a few months, we need to advance money from the general fund to that fund and then back again later. So kind of like a transfer, but it reverses within a 2 or 3 month period. So I'll explain that more to you next month. That'd be the 201 fund. On the general fund itself, on the revenue side, page 1, as you might guess, the target percentage is 50% through June. If you factor out the property sale, once again, we're at about 52.1% collection, so we're about 100,000 over the goal at this point. And you can see that all the major revenue items are all at 50% or above at this point. The property tax on the top line is at 52. The combined income tax is about 53. Hotel motel or hotel admissions tax is at 51%, and ambulance fees at about 52. So everything's above target at this point. And the same goes for the spending side on the general fund, page 9. Again, factoring out a couple of the adjustments we talk about every month, we're at about 48.9% of budget. So we're about a little over 1% below budget on the spending side. Any questions?
These uncollected balances that are noted.
On which one?
On page 1.
Page 1?
On the target percentage.
Oh,
under
right.
That category, there's uncollected balances. Do those somehow, do those even out over the year? Is that? Or
right, those should.
That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Those should decline over the year as the year-to-date increases.
Okay.
Those should correspondingly balance each other out.
But
it's
we don't have any idea that relative to past performance that these are might be ahead or behind?
Based on the recent last two, 3 years, the income tax is certainly ahead.
But I'm looking at the, in particular, the liquor and hotel.
They're both ahead of what they've been the last 2, 3 years, right?
Okay.
They've both kind of lagged behind our budget figures for the last couple of years, or last 3 or 4 years.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve the tax administrator's report of July 31st, 2015?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Perry, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Cluder.
Okay, the report for July for the income tax is also positive. If you look at the fourth column over, gross taxes collected, you can see that for the year versus last year, we're up about 130,000, which is about 6.5%. And if you drop down further to the comparison with our actual budget for the year, we're at about almost 91,000 above our budget at this point. A month ago, we were at 73,000 over budget, so it increased even further in the month of July. And just to give you a couple of comparables or a few comparables on the 6.5% increase or where we are compared to last year. Right now, Pepper Pike is up about 0.5%. Bedford Heights is up 2.3%. Moreland Hills is up 10.4%. Mayfield Heights is up 2.2%. We're up 6.5%, and Bentleyville is down about 17%. So I'm not sure what happened there, but that may be a different factor involved, I'm not sure. But again, we're in pretty good shape. And again, compared to last year, we're doing very well. No question?
Yeah. The question that we may not have an answer to yet is when Pinecrest comes online, there will be income taxes paid by the construction folks, and there will be a separate accounting for that. It won't be the Chagrin Highlands, obviously, because it's not
correct.
Over in India, but there'll be a sharing and so forth, and I'm not party to those activities, but will your accounting reflect that in the tax administrator's report when we get that data?
I'm sure we'll want to break that out and just for informational purposes, right?
It hasn't come through that way from Rita, but Dave today started getting on the phone with our financial advisor to make sure that we are capturing that.
And Rita's been advised that they are going to be able to track that separately from everything else that we collect.
So far we have two entities that are registered that would be paying taxes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is that going to go under the Orange Village line?
I don't think
line?
We have any
no,
data
it's,
yet.
No,
we don't
have a separate line.
We don't have anything yet, right?
It should be.
I mean,
that will make it easier all the way around.
They should start probably soon, right? I mean, they're clearing land. They're clearing right now, and somebody's
wages are being paid.
That.
Right.
So when will that start being
they
reflected?
Well, they probably started payroll there. Was it the end of last week of July?
Yeah.
So they would have to transmit payroll wages presumably at the end of the next month. So maybe.
Probably.
I don't know that we'll get any in August, but certainly by September. We'll
I would
be
think by
some
September, October, you would see noticeable amounts, right? I mean,
right.
Not that it would boost our balances dramatically, but dollars that we can see that were collected from that.
I don't hear you very well. I don't know if it's just me.
No,
I'm saying that
that's better.
We'll be able to see money from Pinecrest. I don't think it'll be noticeable, in our overall picture.
We need to know
picture.
Who it's coming from.
We will have that.
Because that's money we have to set aside.
Right. Rita will be breaking that out for us, right?
But once they're starting to get, once they're starting to receive wages, we should probably still have a line item for them.
There should be a separate line item, absolutely.
Yeah, just like there is for the Chagrin Highlands.
Right.
Absolutely.
But that should probably go on next month, essentially, right? Even before we're actually collecting the money. But
even if it's a zero balance,
even
it should
start. Okay, that's easy. That's very easy.
Oh, we could do that, sure.
Very easy.
Just because they're receiving wages at that point.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be a monthly withholder or a quarterly withholder, but assuming they're a monthly withholder, the next report would be the first we would have some, and you will see a line for it.
Okay.
Okay, right. And even if there's none, you see zero.
Anything else regarding the tax administration report? Mary, please call the roll.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. And discussion of the bills to be paid for August in amount. $148,079.33 and additional expenses
just a couple quickies. I noticed there's a number of line items related to the dog park.
That is 403. That went into 403, capital improvements to the park.
Right.
And that came, got paid for out of our impact fees, which is $750 per building permit. So that reduced our balance in the 403 account. We probably had about 12,000. Well, I think maybe it was higher. We can look on the treasurer's report.
How much did we spend for the dog park?
It was a total of $5,371.
$5,371. That was a.
And 91 cents.
Did we have a budget going in for that? Okay, so.
Well, Bob knew how much it was going to be before we started building it.
Right, I mean,
it,
that sounds like about the ballpark that had been kicked around. I just wondered if that came close to what that ballpark number was.
I thought you said.
Okay, and there was one. There was, I saw on the July expenses.
Oh,
there was
we had 21,000 at the end of June.
Just one last, maybe that's one last question on that, on the July, additional July expenses. There was a payment made to PNC Bank, which included about $1,100 for the dog park.
That's not, then that's not included in that $1,500.
What is that for? What
whatever materials he bought that he charged on the credit card.
Oh, that was
like stuff like hard lumber.
Oh, okay, so that's a credit card. That's a credit card.
Yeah,
payment.
So yeah, PNC.
Explains that. Thank you.
Can we get a little background on the Prohaska, the $8,000 for?
Yeah, that was cleaning out 105 catch basins, storm catch basins in the village.
I know we've been three bids. It's an annual preventative maintenance. We go around and back all the catch basins. We do an annual inspection. So we roughly have that number of about 100 to 120. So that was a good question.
Kathy, could you clarify this bill, the Pompili precast cut Lakes of Orange, partial reimbursement by Curtis, and it's from the infrastructure levy?
Yes, we have a line item in the infrastructure levy for signs.
Okay.
And Bob went and bought more of our Orange Village street sign posts and the, you know, the curlicue metal frames, the ones that will be on private streets. The Lakes of Orange developer is going to reimburse us for,
okay.
And the ones that are going to be on the public dedicated roads come out of our
okay.
funds.
Thank you.
Are those private streets in
Lakes of Orange?
Yeah, I mean.
Not the first one that goes all the way through, like from Brainerd to Brainerd. That's going to be a public
so
street.
So that can be plowed by the city?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the side parts aren't?
Correct.
The cross streets are.
The little like loops. It's bizarre. It's more bizarre than you know. Like things like brush chipping and things like that.
Why is that?
That got approved, what, 25 years ago? That's the one that was done by a legislation.
To be done like that?
No.
It was done in a weird way.
They made the decision to have part public, part private, and the services that are provided to village residents depend upon whether you live on a private street or a public street.
Yeah, but so why did it get decided like that? Remember, didn't that whole thing get?
There was some litigation.
So they're aware, though, that we're not following that and doing that.
They may be aware, but they're in denial. I mean, they do want us to do it, but we've said no.
Okay, so is that our position on it? Just because this has come up where
it comes
I live,
up in every condo complex, and we do not plow the streets in condo complexes. Presumably, the trade-off is the condo complexes do not build the roads up to the same specifications with enough width for the plows to get around or to make the, you know, the radiuses so that they can pile the snow up on the sides. And presumably, the cost then is less, and then the condos pay less. So then they come back years later and say, but we're tax-paying resident here, so you should plow our roads too. But they didn't pay, so it was enough so that we could go in with our equipment and do it. I've answered this for Stonebrook, I've answered it for the Villas, I've answered it for Landerwood Glen. But a number of years ago.
I just want to make sure that
We can't plow.
The developer is aware of this and that everybody is.
We had a meeting.
Who's building there is aware of this so that there's no surprises because.
There will still be surprises and they will still ask.
They have in their condo, not condo.
Bylaws.
Homeowners Association documents that every purchaser and any purchaser of condos.
It says.
Get the notice.
Those aren't condos.
But the homeowners association is required to give notice as to what the costs are gonna be to live there. And included in those costs are garbage pickup, snow plow.
No, but we do garbage pickup because a previous mayor allowed it for Stonebrook, so we have to allow it. So the policy has been, if you do it for one, you do it for all. So we municipally pick up the garbage in all complexes, which we didn't have to.
But there is a difference in this complex versus like.
The only thing that's different.
In Orangewood or something.
Orangewood is all public street.
Right, but this is not public street.
There is a public, there, the cul-de-sacs, yes.
Well, it's very odd because people will be in the same development and some people will be on a public street and some people won't. So some people will get their brush picked up and some people won't. It's a shame.
Developer is very aware that he's kind of.
We had a meeting.
If he heard us.
We had a meeting.
We had a meeting.
I mean, we made it very clear.
All right. That's fine. I just know that issue has come up before.
Usually they wait and sell off.
And let the owners come in.
And then the owners come in and we're saying, we're voters.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of ridiculous. So that's why I just wanna make sure that people are.
Oh, it'll happen again. I mean, I've done it for every complex in the village.
Okay. As long as it's very clear in their documents that.
Well, we've seen the documents, right?
Yep.
And it's in there. Any other discussion on the bill? There's no old business, so moving on to new business, introduction and consideration of ordinance 2015-17. An ordinance authorizing the vacation of Pinecrest Drive and that portion of Walnut Hills Road located within the PD4 subdistrict and declaring an emergency to zone for restoration.
Does this get referred to PD?
That goes to planning and zoning, right.
All right. Moving on to ordinance.
Well, do you want to take advantage of the fact that Paul is here and see if he wants to say anything?
Do you want to talk about this?
If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Well, why don't you give us a little overview so you don't have to come to each reading?
I'll be happy to give an overview.
It's about vacation.
I thought I was going on vacation, but apparently that wasn't what's happening. Under our development agreement, what we agreed to do when the developers owned all of the properties on Pinecrest was to vacate Pinecrest and the portion of Walnut Hills that's in the commercial district. We will, in connection with the residential development, also vacate the remaining portion of Walnut Hills up to the commercial buildings. That's not before us now. We're just doing what's in the commercial portion of the project. And what we've provided is the ability of, there are still a few stragglers living there, both on Pinecrest and on Walnut Hills, and we've provided that there'll be an easement for access over the roadway for those people to get to and from their residence to Orange Place, and also an easement for postal, for security, safety forces, and any village service vehicles. So there'll be an easement that's being granted, a temporary easement until everybody's gone and the houses have been demolished, and we don't believe that there's any further reason for either safety forces or village vehicles to have access to that property. That's it in a nutshell.
Mr. Singer, can you remind me, though, the street eventually within the Pinecrest development will be a public or private street?
Private.
Private
street. It's all private streets.
So, okay.
They'll do their own plowing.
And they're aware of it.
And pick up their own trash.
And pick up their own trash.
Yes. We will not do their garbage pickup.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Sure.
Moving on to.
However, there is access for service emergency vehicles and so forth.
Well, we have right of easement
to the
no fire
so we still have fire and police
yeah,
and
police.
Because of the requirements, yeah.
Don't care, I mean.
Right.
Our passions are ours, I don't know.
Okay, all right. You get to come every time it's on the agenda.
I do, actually.
It is a vacation, Paul.
Bye now. Moving on to ordinance 2015-18, ordinance appointing the law director and authorizing the mayor to enter into agreement with Walter Haverfield LLP to provide legal services from September 1st, 2015 through December 31st, 2016, and declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading. Is there a motion to suspend the rules on ordinance 2015-18?
I will make the motion to suspend.
Thank you, Ms. Cluter. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there any discussion here regarding the suspension of the rules? No, Mary, if you'd please call roll.
Cluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Uber?
Yes. And can I have a motion to pass ordinance 2015-18?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. Any discussion regarding this ordinance, Steve?
I just have one question.
No, this is, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's your question? Let's go with that.
How do you say Ben's last name?
Chonacki.
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 Am I saying it right?
Right.
Ben, how do you say your last name?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here.
That's Ben.
Chonacki. We're going to get it right. Thank you.
That must have been a pain growing up.
We've talked about this before. Sarah lives in Lakewood, Ben lives in Beechwood. It makes all the sense in the world for Ben to attend these meetings. Planning and zoning meetings. And one of the things that we're able to do for our young associates is provide them with PERS opportunity, which is a good benefit that employees have. Develops a strong relationship between the communities and the legal counsel. And he's starting about the age that I started. He may have a few more gray hairs than I did when I started, but basically the same role as planning and zoning counsel. So,
FYI, no lawyer likes being called a young lawyer. You just did. Associate.
I'm sorry.
I don't care. It's not fun. You know what I mean?
Emerging professional.
It's not emerging. He's currently a professional. Give the man some respect. Goodness gracious. I'm just kidding. I'll tell you.
Still, you're still adorable.
Can I have an order? Or is Mary, if you please call roll regarding this. There's no discussion.
Cluter? Yes. Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Ben, thanks.
You're welcome, Ben. Ordinance, moving on, can I have a motion? Pass ordinance 2015-19, ordinance granting a height variance to leasing Kevin Chernikov for, I'm assuming that's an accessory building located at 31,000 Emery Road. This is on for first reading.
It goes to P&Z.
Okay, it's going to P&Z.
Yeah, I was going to say, we looked at it.
Moving on to ordinance 2015-20, an ordinance enacting chapter 907 of the codified ordinances of Orange Village to regulate the use of the village's right-of-way and repealing certain ordinances. This is on first reading.
This was just distributed to you this evening. It's 29 pages of sheer entertainment value. We look forward to answering your questions at the work session next month that you will undoubtedly have. You'll recall that we started this project several years ago. Larger communities have had right-of-way regulations to regulate the right-of-way and provide proper review and enforcement of regulations for years, but they generally have had in-house engineering. We have never had a small municipal model for local right-of-way, and the village has had to discussions about this for literally 10 years, maybe longer, and we're excited that this is finally moving forward. It is really important. It is a little dry to be reading through it, and I, you know, welcome your questions when you have them.
As I understand it, there are a couple of valid reasons to have this, or have these ordinances that relate to the regulation of the right-of-way. Number one is to control what's in it and who goes in it when they do. And number three is to have fees or collect fees for certain work that could take place in those within the right of way.
There is a cost recoupment opportunity that the regulation includes.
That doesn't currently exist.
Right. You're currently engaged in the activities of regulating the right of way, dealing with right of way occupants. But there's no current method of capturing the cost recovery.
For the impact of that work.
Correct.
Any other discussion? If not, moving on to committee reports by council members. Ms. Glitter, if you'd like to.
No committee
reports. Okay. Mr. Klein?
No committee report at this time.
Mr. Alfred?
Nothing new to report beyond what I mentioned at last week's work session.
Mr. Barron?
There were two meetings of the Orange School Board, and the important topics that they did discuss is that there will be a complete computer refresh for all of the teaching staff this year. They anticipate a loss of $900,000 in 2017. From the state education budget, they'll be down 900K. And they're also taking a second look at the renovation of Brady Middle School as opposed to the more costly remediation and the new buildings. The next meeting of the school board is 8/24, but it will be at the High School Media Center because they're doing the roof at the Pepper Pike Early Childhood building. They're still working on their survey and focus groups for the Brady Middle School and the schools in general. They're talking about increasing the GPA needed to be able to participate in school-sponsored activities, increasing it from a 1.5 to a 2.0. Yeah.
That would be for extracurricular activities?
That would be like
sports,
football, anything that's organized by the school. I think the question really should be, why would we let someone go through the system with a 1.5 or a 2.0 GPA in our community? Well, that's a...
Two is a C?
No. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Two is a C.
Yeah.
Not that I know from personal experience, I'm just saying.
Okay, the renovation of the auditorium in the high school is dragging a little bit because they had to do asbestos abatement, and they expect it to be done by November or December. The abatement will be done before school starts, but the auditorium itself won't be done. They acknowledged receipt of the money from Fairmont, the developer. They have not used it yet, but it's expected to be spent. They're still having discussions with the outside scoreboard on the football field. There seems to be a question to whether the person that's going to give money towards that, whether it's a donation or an advertisement. And they're trying to reconcile that with their policy. And it must pass and this may be a problem. It must pass Pepper Pike's P&Z. Because it will be an electronic thing with, you know,
Jumbotron,
slow-mo, you know, replay and all that stuff. And supposedly it will be bright and traffic going towards your Grand Falls will see the full force of that. And that's all I have.
I have no committee report.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Moving on to audience comments related to matters which advance the good of the village. Thank you, everybody, for speaking. Moving on to comments by council members. Ms. Cluter.
thank you. a few months ago, we drafted a resolution memorializing Steve Evancic, and I just got a beautiful note back from his wife. She apologized for the delay, but she only got a copy of the resolution about a month ago, and her daughter had her fourth child, so she was in Texas. But she said, when I read the resolution, I cried because everything that was said was so true. Stephen loved the communities he worked in. He always tried to put the village first in all of his decisions, so I thought that was really nice of her to take the time to send it to us. Thank you. And I got a copy of current legislation signed by the governor from Blair Melling about dangerous dogs. And Steve Byron is going to try and look at, or is looking at, our legislation for dogs running at large and how we might change some of that. Will we be getting that next month,
yes,
you think?
For September, we will have legislation which increases the potential penalty for dogs running at large. Currently, there's a minor misdemeanor, which is a fine of up to $250, or maybe $200. We are going to increase that to a fourth degree misdemeanor.
That's what a lot of cities have, right?
That different communities have different standards. It's not uncommon to have the escalated, and that just gives where you have and then a third degree misdemeanor for a second or subsequent offense, which could be up to 60 days in jail if you have a constant problem.
And community service, was that something that we did?
That's certainly an option. Sure. When there is a jail component to a sentence, you could have community service in lieu of actual jail time.
But with the dog park coming, you know, we're not quite sure what we'll be involved with. We're trying to, at least I wrote some rules, and I don't know how this is all going to work out once the dog park is up and running, but we've got to be circumspect. So I think this gives the police teeth. It gives us teeth, and it's a good thing.
Teeth.
Oh, I mustn't say that. I mustn't say teeth.
Will there be, within this legislative piece, will there be something that describes or restricts vicious dogs or more aggressive dogs from?
We've got.
Well,
that.
here's the what's driving this is that a few years ago, the state code was changed. For a number of reasons. They used to have breed-specific vicious dog ordinances specifically directed to pit bulls. Dog ordinances have been held unconstitutional on a couple of occasions. And so we have to follow basically what the state law provides. We had been more aggressive under our, and that was the issue that came to light in recent court activities.
The state law says the dog has to kill somebody.
Yeah,
maybe an overstatement, but it's a fairly lenient standard that they have that something bad has to happen before the dog is declared to be vicious and that you take the next steps. So what we're doing is, the trick is if the dog is at large, it's a problem. And we also may be adding a provision that if the dog actually injures somebody or something, there may be an escalation penalty in that respect. We talked about that.
Yeah. I thank you.
I heard something in the news this week. I don't know if it was Avon, but they are looking at the same topic, and I don't know if anybody else heard about it or looked at Avon.
It was a pit bull that killed
another dog.
Shih Tzu.
Right.
But they've also been working on similar legislation.
Cincinnati did too.
Going way back, under the common law, there used to be a one free bite rule.
Oh yeah.
And it's still the civil question where an owner isn't held liable for a dog bite unless the dog has bitten somebody previously. Then you're on notice, because the argument was, and the law was, that until that happens, you don't know your dog bites people. And then I immediately think of Peter Sellers, and does your dog bite? Not my dog, you know. but that's the current state of the law, which is you don't have a vicious dog until you have one of these events.
Yeah.
And there's a constitutional question about what you can do on that. We're gonna work within the bounds of the law to make there be consequences for dogs that menace people.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. A question for Kathy. What's the status with the Chinese church?
I haven't heard anything in a long time.
I mean, are they doing anything?
They were hung up on what they were going to do with their sanitary sewers, last I heard. I've seen nothing moving.
No, I saw none. I just was curious. Okay.
The only thing I saw was a Chinese sign out front of Bethlehem Christian.
Oh, that's funny. And the other thing, there was some mention maybe that we might be getting a hotel in the Chagrin Islands, maybe. Do we have a restriction on the number of hotels?
We do.
So.
It fits.
Okay, I just wonder. Because I remember that. I remember when we said we.
Rooms, I think.
Where?
On the Chagrin Highlands.
There hasn't been a formal application.
No. I just wondered whether it was in compliance with our PMUD. That's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Klein?
I have no comments at this time.
Mr. Alford?
No comments.
Mr. Barron?
I just want to thank the administration and the mayor and Anna and everyone that worked on the concert. It was very nice. It was the first time I was officially there for a performance, and it was a beautiful setting, and it was a very pleasant evening.
Ms. Perry?
I went to the Garden Club meeting last Saturday and have come away with a few ideas and suggestions. I'd like to meet with you, Bob, if we can, maybe for a few minutes tonight, if you can stay, or we could arrange another time. And some of our problems are that when we first made the garden, we purposefully made the rules very lax and free so that people could take care of their own plots, take care of the paths. The whole goal was that we wouldn't be a burden to the service department or to tax dollars at helping keep the garden as much in the control of the people who are there gardening. And what we found is that there are about 10 people who really pay attention and take care of their plots and take care of the paths around their plots, and then there's other people who have either abandoned their plots, said that they wanted to reserve plots, didn't pay the fee and never showed up, so we had them reserved and weren't able to rent them for the year, and that the paths have been very difficult to maintain in the manner that we've been doing it with wood chips. There's some serious pitfalls with using the wood chips that keep allowing weeds to come in, the paths getting too high, the gardens are too low, they're flooding. So all these problems in mind, I'm going to meet with Mr. Zugin, try to come up with some possible solutions that work for the village, are cost effective for the village, and hopefully can remedy some of our problems there. That's it for my comments.
Mayor, comments?
I just want to remind everyone that on Sunday, September 6th, we will be having our 24th annual Salute to Orange. This year it is a Western theme, so wear your cowboy hats and what? Chaps? There will be a mechanical bull.
I'm not coming.
Sounds awful.
Hope to see you all there. I was up on Pinecrest today. I can't, I forgot to count, but almost all the houses are down on Pinecrest, except a few. It's amazing.
Last week there were.
And they came in for a permit to get, I think it's 2.5 miles or 3.5 miles of lineal feet of fence to put around the whole thing.
Wow.
Is there some photographic documentation going on of this entire process?
No.
That's a great
idea. I mean, maybe
they
are. I don't know.
You mean from building departments?
Like helicopter kind of picture?
It was more like, are we going to have an opportunity to sort of show, you know, how this went from where it is today to what it will be in some fashion that might
who
be.
Who should do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know who should do that. I mean, fair might be nice, obviously, if the developer did that.
Yeah.
Might be useful for them. But I, that wasn't anything that we ever kicked around.
Let me think about
it. Photos of what it is now, kind of, in the community room.
Well, there's, you know, there's some Google photos. There's Google Maps.
That's a good idea. I don't know. Let's toss it around and see.
Yeah, might want to, might be a useful thing.
What's that foreman's name again?
Bernie?
Mm-hmm. Let's ask him if they take any pictures.
That would be really fun to put on the website.
Time lapse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it could be as simple as that. It's just a way to publicize the progress as we go forward. It might be a nice historical record of, you know, where we are today to what we will be.
It's a great idea. I don't know if we have the manpower. We'll see. I'll see if Amon's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be.
Isn't there some high schooler that needs a senior project with his drone? You know,
they don't do that till May. Too late.
Yeah, ask a sophomore so he could do that for the next.
You know, they have
year
a photography course at the high school. The high school, or at the art center.
An Eagle Scout project.
There you go.
No more.
Something that can last until spring of 2017 or whenever this thing is up and running. Right?
I did a project for Ritz Cameras.
Okay, thank you. Sorry to.
Good idea.
Glad
in Maryland,
that's all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One of their
I don't really have any other comments. Can I have a motion to adjourn to executive session regarding prospective litigation?
What?
And I want to invite the department heads. You can look on the paper. It's not going to be on there. I want to invite the department heads in there as well.
Prospective
litigation.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Berry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Berry.
I thought we were done.
Mary, if you'd call roll, please.
Kluder.
Yes.
Alfred.
Yeah.
Perry.
Yes.
Barron.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Are we meeting in here?
Yeah.
Can we stay where we are?
Can we stay here?
Can we stay here, Brandon?
No.
You guys slip that one in.
This time he means it.
He means it? An attorney that means it? Isn't that a contradiction?
Yeah. Does that mean he doesn't mean it when he said it before?
Why is that here? And you didn't excuse me? That's right, that's one.
Nice to meet you.
No,
nice to meet you too.
Well,
there was an email.
Nice to have a face now too. Everybody's been Ben and yeah.
No,
so I guess you've come to a few meetings. And
yeah,
we're talking about her. We're playing golf.
No, I have no idea.
Playing golf.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's one different.
Looks like we're heading for
right,
a standing.
So
what's that?
Yeah.
Are we still in the baseball team? I thought
they
traded everybody away.
No, we just have a minor league club.
Can we stay here or no?
I don't. It doesn't. The mayor's over there.
That's over there. Can we stay here?
Done a bunch of things. Try playing, like, don't forget the other one.
Who?
But you do look young.
Yeah.
So anyway, so.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get invited
so fun
to them.
Playing with